Alaska senators are making a last-minute push against genetically engineered, or GE, fish. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve Massachusetts-based Aqua Bounty's application to commercialize GE fish. If that happens, GE fish could be found in grocery stores across the country. KMXT's Jennifer Canfield has more.
Senator Mark Begich has introduced the Prevention of Escapement of Genetically Altered Salmon in the United States, or PEGASUS, Act. If the act passes, genetically engineered fish will fall into the same category as guns, medical marijuana, health insurance sales, and raw milk, all things you can't take across state lines. The exact language says it would be unlawful to ship, transport, offer for sale, sell, or purchase genetically altered salmon or other marine fish, or a product containing genetically altered salmon or other marine fish in interstate or foreign commerce. Begich says his major concerns regarding the approval of GE fish are jobs and sustainable fisheries.
Why would they introduce a product into the marketplace when we're trying to rebuild sustainable fisheries around this country like we have in Alaska? It doesn't make any sense. It's actually contrary to the millions we're putting into creating sustainable fisheries in the Northeast and the Gulf and the Pacific and Alaska. It doesn't make any sense.
Begich's bill covers all the bases. It even includes language that would make it illegal to be holding GE fish with the intent to distribute. Senator Lisa Murkowski has introduced an amendment to the 2012 Agriculture Appropriations Bill that would prohibit the use of federal funds by the FDA to approve Aqua Bounty's application. She says proponents of GE fish have a slim chance to convince her that the fish are a good idea.
I want some assurance that the economy of Alaska and other coastal communities that rely on our wild, healthy species are not going to be damaged by the introduction of a fish that I even hesitate to call a full fish, but a fish product that has not yet been demonstrated to be safe.
An amendment to ban funding failed to clear the Senate Agriculture Committee last month, but the Young-Woolsey Amendment, which is similarly worded, was approved by the House in June. A representative from Aqua Bounty refused to comment on the proposed legislation until after it was voted on. The FDA announced last week that it has completed its evaluation of the environmental impact of GE fish and has expressed support for its sale in the U.S. Aqua Bounty has not asked for approval to grow the GE fish in the U.S. as they plan to produce the GE salmon eggs in Prince Edward Island, Canada, and then ship the eggs to Panama for growing and processing. By manufacturing the fish outside of the U.S., they avoided a full environmental impact review. The evaluation is currently being reviewed by the White House's Office of Management and Budget. In Kodiak, I'm Jennifer Canfield.